An Illinois State University faculty member from the Broadcast Education Association has been recognized for a film that might go beyond science fiction and into reality. Student reporter Katrina Peterson talks with ISU professor John McHale about the parallels the film has and the way the sci-fi genre looks in a post-COVID era.
The idea for the screenplay originally was looking at some of our harshest and most inhumane policies and thinking about what would happen if they were extended to their logical conclusion, and what we're left with an ecologically devastated landscape ruled by corporations. Rocky, in particular, was separated from her family at the border because they didn't have the proper paperwork, so she was placed in an internment camp where she escaped the brutality at age 4.
Rocky joins a group of eco-defending freedom fighters as they protect their home and defend their neighbors. Why couldn't she go in alone?
She starts as a scrappy scavenger on her own with her dog Buck, but while saving a family from these marauding militias, she is injured, and the Eco Front takes her in, and she's kind of forced to a certain extent to face the question of whether she wants to join with others and join a family and work towards the common cause of protecting their fertile valley and protecting their neighbors from the marauding militias.
Eco Front is an action-adventure sci-fi feature film. Are you an avid writer of sci-fi, and what challenges arise when writing sci-fi specifically?
I've written 16 scripts, and this is really the first foray into science fiction. And when I say science fiction, there's also a heavy action-adventure element. But the film functionally is a post-apocalyptic film. If global warming happens, and if a lot of the policies of the previous administration that fostered and promoted chaos were pursued to their logical conclusion, Rocky would face a very different ecological, political, and economic world. And a lot of the film is her trying to adapt to this new world, and in the meantime, create the human bonding of a family.
With COVID-19 and multiple conspiracies circulating, for example, the COVID-19 virus conspiracy that someone released the virus on the people on purpose, do you think writers have an obligation to not indulge in those? And do sci-fi films foster conspiracy theories?
Where do sci-fi films go in a post-COVID age? In EcoFront, we integrated the idea into the film. Actually, we called it COVID-29. And when Rocky enters the camp of EcoFront, they're careful to test her and make sure that she doesn't have the disease. I certainly don't ever want to feed into conspiracy theories, but what was one of the interesting things about my script is that the very first scene is a riot at the Capitol caused by economic and social division that is certainly fed by conspiracy theories. People, quite frankly, are buying varying different narratives of how the world really works. So for me as a writer, and for any writer of scientific or science fiction, we would want to think about what conspiracy theories are we perpetuating, or is global warming actually a scientific fact? And so we do have a responsibility to not feed into conspiracy theories.
The Best of Competition Award in Film Writing is an evaluation of all the film scripts written and submitted by faculty members from among 250 schools represented by the BEA. What about this award sticks out from the others you may have received?
So I have won a number of awards for my film scripts, but this Best in Competition Award from BEA represents the best of the best of writers who are employed by universities, of faculty members that are actually writing film scripts. So this film script in particular and this award is really a peak for my professional recognition so far. within the film writing community.
John McHale spent time teaching in Stanford and Yale University, as well as co-wrote The Primary Decision, a functional analysis of presidential debates. The book published in 2001 and received 7 academic awards. Professor McHale, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm Katrina Peterson.
John McHale says he worked on the 120-page script for more than 8 months. McHale says his daughter Maggie and his School of Communication colleagues inspired him.